Gimel Amud Aleph, seven lines down. Esvei, the Gemara Sakash from a Braisa on Rav. Rav is of the opinion that Bar is Chayv Mishum Hevel, as we discussed in the previous Yurim. The Braisa says that if a shor falls by Bar into a bar, Bain Lefanov Bain Liacharov Chayv, that a shor, whether it falls forward or backwards, is Chayv. Now, according to Rav, If it falls backwards, there's no hevel. The animal, as it falls backwards, doesn't breathe in the hevel. So why should the Baal HaBar be chayev? According to Shmuel, it works out beautifully because there's no difference between Lefanov and Liachrov. The Machayev here is Chavota. Tuv to the Rav. Shall we leave this as an unanswered question against Rav? Am Rav Chizda? No. This Braisa is talking about a case of a bar that has bailus. The owner of the bar was mafkir the rishus around the bar, but not the bar umo de Rav. The bar b'rishus of the chayiv. Rav does accept the machayiv of chavata. Why? Mishum di amar le, the baal hashor, says the baal bar mimonavshach. Iba havla mis havla di dochu. If the hevel killed my shor, then yochai mishum hevel. You created the hevel. V'ibechavota mischavota didochu. The karka here is not karka olam of rishus harabim, but rather karka private karka. Therefore, yochai. Rava Amar Rava says there's no question from this price for a different reason. Hochamai askinon. The price is dealing with the following scenario. B'mishapech. We're talking about an animal that fell backwards and did a somersault, a turnover in the air while it was falling, did nafala ape, and then it finally fell face down. This hapech, while it was in the bar, it did another turnover, v'nafala gabe, and it fell on its back. And even if he died, the shor died, for example, because of the hevel, because of the chavata, but nevertheless, havla da havla hanibe. What caused the shor to lose its balance, and it was all shooken up, and that was the hevel. He first fell with his face down, breathed the hevel of the bar, and now he turns over. Is havla da hanibe, hanibe. That's what caused his final death. And Rashi, already back on Daf Numan Bey, says that even if at the end of the day it's the spine of the shor that broke, we still say that the reason why he died with the Shviras HaMafrekes is because the hevel, and Rabbeinu Peretz elaborates on this Rashi about hevel, shalulei ha-hevel ha-yashor mamid atzmal ragel b'koach v'loya nizo klal. The shor would have caught its balance and been able to stand on 4 feet, if not for the fact that the hevel startled it and had it discombobulated. A third answer is offered by Rav Yosef. Yosef Amar Ki Hocha, the Braisa that you're quoting, Benizke Bar Bishar Askinon. We're talking about a case of an Izakin that was caused by a bar with a shar. And it was the nefila into the bar that caused the hezek. My nidu, what's exactly the case where the shor was gorem the bar? And that is shehivish es memov, where the shor caused the damage to the bar. The bar was a cistern of water, and the water is clean and refined. But now as a result of the fact that the shor fell into this bar, it contaminated the water of the bar. Loshna lefun of loshna liachrov mechayev. It matters not whether the shor fell face forward or back or on its back. In any event, the baal shor is chayev because he caused a hezek to the waters of the bar. Tani Rabbi Chanina l'siyuei l'rav. There's a brisa here of Rabbi Chananya, which supports the sheet of Rav, that a bar is chayv mishum hevel. Because this brisa of Rabbi Chananya darshens the pasuk in the parish of Bar, v'nofal shom ashar o chamor, v'nofal ad sheipol derech nefila. Derech nefila means the natural and probable way a shor would fall, which means face down. Mikan omru nofal afonav mikol akriya, chayav liachrov mikol kriya poter. Vizevizeb a bar. The animal died in a bar. But what killed the animal? And the answer is that if it fell face forward, that's called derech nefila, then the animal breathed in the air of the bar and died from the hevel. However, if it was liachorov, let's say for example, as a result of the banging of the hammer on the walls or the bottom of the bar, and that noise startled the shar, the shar fell backwards, then there's no chiyuv. And the reason for that is because it didn't die because of the hevel, it died because of the chavata. And this would be a proof positive to the shita of Rav. Omar Mar, let's take a look at the case that we had before. And this was a case that we discussed with regard to a nefilas habar, nefilas shor lebar, because of the kol hakriya. Nafalafanov mikol hakriya chayov. You just told me that according to this brisa that we just quoted, if the animal falls face forward because it was startled by the banging of the hammer against the walls or the floor of the bar, and if the bala bar is chayv amai, nema kore garamla, why should we attribute the entire hezek to the bala bar when the person who was banging away with this hammer, he's the one who caused the shor to be startled and therefore to fall into the bar? And this begins a whole new sugya, Rabosai. And that's the sugya of two mazikim that participate in a hezek. To what extent can you collect from both of them, from one of them? If you can't collect from one, can you collect from the other? This is going to be the shita of Rab Nosson. The Omar Bala Bar Hezekah Ka'ovid. In the case of someone, let's assume he was a laborer of the Bala Bar, and he was banging away and he caused the shard to be startled by the kol patish. Nevertheless, the Bala Bar, the owner of the bar, he himself is also a partner contributing to the damage of the shor, because where do we find the bar? Where do we find the shor? We find the shor on the bottom of the bar. So it's the bar itself that was partially responsible for the hezek. Of course, you also need here the kol hakriya, which means the banger who's working on this bar to expand it and creates a kol. And the rule is, says Rabbi Nosson, kol hecha delo efshel eshtalume mihai, mishtali mihai. If you have two contributing causes or causers of a damage, then you go to one causer, and if he doesn't pay, then you go to the other causer and let him pick up the tab. Here too, the kore, the one who's banging away inside the bar, he's potter because kol kriya is a grama, as we discussed at great length. That's an indirect kind of hezek, and grama and hezek is potter. Is mishtal mihai? Now we can collect the compensation from another liable causer. And who's that causer? That's the owner of the bar. This Sanya, where's the source for, the original presentation of this? Rabbi Nosson is in a brice. Shar, shedochaf es chavero labar. So one shar pushes another shar into a bar. We got three participants here. We have the shar hadochev. We have the victim, which the shar hanidchaf, and that's owned by the nizak. And then we have the bar, into which the first shar, the shar hadochev, pushed the shar hanirdof, hanidchaf, into the bar. And what's the halach according to the Tanakama, the Rabbanon? Baal hashor chayev u'baal habor poter. You can collect from the owner of the shor, and the owner of the bar is completely exempt from payment. And why is this? Because according to Tanakama, we go back to the ascholas maisa hezek. That's the dechifa, the dochev. He's the one who caused this nezek. The first cause is the real cause. That's not just the Yisod and Emunah, that the first cause, capital F, capital C, is the divine being, the Almighty, but also in Ilchus Nezikah Lahavdu, we also have a svar like that, that the first causer, in this case the Baal HaShor, is the one who pays damages. Rashi clarifies this. The Baal HaBor is able to argue against the Baal HaShor, if not for the fact that your Shor pushed Yenom Shor into my bar, there wouldn't have been a nefilah at all. Tosus back on Daf Yud Gimel asks Akasha, what about the Rabbanon? They're going to explain, they're going to interpret this as a Shor HaMuad, and therefore the Bailin pay Mechza. And that's a little bit strange, because if we're saying that the Baal HaBor has this argument, this logical legal claim that he's innocent because it's the Baal HaShor that started up this whole Nezik, but yet the Rabbanan say that if it's a Shor Muad, then the Baal HaShor pays only Chatzi Nezik, and the Baal HaBor pays the other Chatzi Nezik. That's Tosus's cash. In any event, the Gemara says, this Sanya we learned in a Brice, Shor, Shedochaf, Es Chavero Labor, Baal HaShor Chayev, Baal HaBor Potur, that's going to Tanakam, Reb Nosson Omer, Baal HaShor Mishali Mechza, Baal HaBor Mishali Mechza. We split the Tashlumin equally between the owner of the Shor and the owner of the Bar. There were two, it takes two to tango here, there were two Shutfim in the cause of this damage. The Gemara asks Varsanya, we have a different Brice, Reb Nosson Omer, Baal HaBor Mishalim Shlosha Chalokim, Baal HaShor Rak Revia. So the owner of the Shor only pays one quarter, and the Baal HaBor pays three quarters, Lokasha HaBitam HaBimuad. So let's take the subject of the second Brice. The second Brice, where Reb Nosson says you only collect 25% of the Hezek from the Baal, from the Baal HaShor, that's talking about a Shor Tam. Had he been a Shor Muad, he would pay 50% of the entire loss, the entire damage. And now that he's only a half participant, we take that 50% and divide it over two, and reduce it to 25%. On the other hand, the Baal HaShor in theory could have been, the Baal HaBor in theory could have been Chayav the entire 100%. He can schlep in the Baal HaShor as a shutaf, but whatever his shutaf, whatever the Baal HaShor cannot pick up on the tab, that automatically falls onto the shoulders of the Baal HaBor. So that's the shita Reb Nosson in the case of a Shor Tam. What about a case of a Shor HaMuad? In the case of a Shor HaMuad, since the Shor pays 100% damages, the Bar, insofar as he's a contributor here, a causer of the Hezek, he pays 100%, and therefore they divide up the Tashlumin 50-50. In what case does the Baal HaShor only pay 25%? That's the case where the Shor is a Shor Tam. The Gemara now analyzes the logic of Rabbi Nosson. Ubitam, if the Shor that pushed Yenem Shor into the bar was the Shor Tam, my Kasovar, let's analyze the Shita Rabbi Nosson. E Kasovar, if he is of the opinion with regard to the Shor in the bar, Hai Kulia Zeka Ovad, Vahai Kulia Zeka Ovad, each one is considered as if he was guilty of the entire damage. The Shor is considered that he did the entire damage, since even if the victim Shor, the Nirdaf, would not have fallen to a bar, he would have died from the power of the Negichos. The Baal HaBor is chayav because, forget about the impact of the Negichos, the animal fell into the bar and it would have died in the bar. So each one independently is a causer and a Baal HaMazik. And that's the shita of Rabbi Nosson. The Gemara says, "Hai mishalim palga, v'hai mishalim palga." Why is it in such a case that they each pay half? Why shouldn't they each pay half? That's what I meant to say. Meaning, what is Rabbi Nosson saying, that you can only collect half of the nezek from the nizak, and therefore the nizak can only pay a quarter of the Nezik, and therefore the Baal HaBor pays three quarters of the Nezik? That doesn't make any sense. If Rabbi Nosson understands and maintains that the Baal HaShor really caused the Nezek, and forget about the bar, the actual goring and the impact of the Negicha on the Shor, the victim Shor, the Nirdef, would have been enough to kill him, and therefore basically the Baal HaShor is responsible for the entire Nezek. Why not split that Nezek into two and have the Baal HaShor pay, as the Shor Tam would, Chatzi Nezek, half of the entire Nezek? Of course, the Baal Bor will pay the other half because he should be paying the whole thing, and there's no din of Tammuz by Bor. Says Gemara Ve'ikosar, maybe you'll have a different definition of the Shita Rav Nosson and how he understands the Shutvas between the Shor and the Bor. Hai Palga Hezeka Ovid, Vahai Palga Hezeka Ovid. It's not that each one is guilty of the full brunt and the as a full-fledged cause, 100% of the Nezek, but each one contributed 50. And that's because at the end of the day, the Shor died in the bar, but as a result of the pushing of the Shor, of the Rodef into the, of the Shor Nirdof into the bar, is then Rabbi Nosson should have said in the case of Shor Tam, Bala Bor Mishalim Palga, U Bala Shor Revia. In such a case, if the bar is only guilty in the understanding of Rav Nosson of 50% of the 50% cause of the damage, then how can you possibly collect 3/4 of the hezek from someone who only caused 50% of the damage, and let the Baal HaShor, who really should be paying 50%, but he pays only revia because a shor tam pays half of what he should pay? V'idach revia mafsid. So if the Baal HaBor pays 50% and the Baal HaShor pays 25%, now the Nizak himself has to, in a sense, contribute into this hezek in the loss and loses out of pocket 25%. So mimonafshach, we really don't understand the shita of Rabbi Nosson. Amar Rava, Rabbi Nosson Dayanahu. He was a dayan, he was an avbez, and don't begin to start up with him. V'nachas lumka didina, he goes down to the depth of the din, to understand the depth of the halacha. And therefore, let's reinterpret Rabbi Nosson, li olam kasarai kuli azeka avid, rai kuli azeka avid. Certainly, Rabbi Nosson holds that the Tashlume Nezikin should be collectible 100% from each one of these two partners, the Baal HaShor and the Baal HaBor. Udekar kashale l'shalim hai palga. And you're asking, if that be the case, the Baal HaShor is chayv 100% of the damage, so let him pay 50% of that, which would be chatzi nezik, not a revia nezik. The answer is, we don't say such a thing. Mishum di omer le Baal HaShor le Baal HaBor shutfusi. Shutfusai Maya Hanyali. The owner of the Shor has a right to turn to the owner of the bar and says and say to him, look, if you want to make, you don't want to pawn off 50% of the damages onto my shoulders, so what good did I get? What gains did I benefit from your shutfus? After all, you created a mazik, meaning the bar. And again, I contributed because I didn't watch my Shor as carefully, as meticulously as I should have. But I, the Baal HaShor, should gain something from this shutfus. And what do I get from this shutfus? Meaning that even though they both should be paying 100%, but the way we're going to divide it up is 50-50 because of the shutfus. If you're telling me that as a result of the shutfus, the Baal HaShor should pay maximum 50%, slash that over two because of chatzi nezek of a shor tam. In other words, the basic thrust of what Rav is saying here in Rav Nosson is that it's not just and it's not fair to say that mikach shutfus, one person should be completely exempt from machtzis, from half of the chiyuv. And the other one, the Baal HaShor, is saying, what, I have to pay the exact maximum of what I should have paid? After all, you, the Baal HaBor, are pawning off half the Nezek onto me. You are definitely exploiting the Shutfus aspect, that me, the Baal HaShor, I'm a Shutf. Well, I should also have a corresponding right to utilize the Shutfus and say, look, you know what, when it comes to a Shor Tam, you have to split it with me. I can't take on the entire nezek. You're also a participant. just review what we have here. Rava's understanding of Rabbi Nosson is that each one is really responsible for the entire hezek. Just that the Baal HaShor could say to the Baal HaBor, you know what, you're also a Shutuf. You gained from me insofar as you wanted to push off some of the Tashlumen on me. I have an equal right correspondingly to push off some of the Shutufis onto you, and you have to pay part of what I would have had to pay, but I don't have to pay because I only pay Chatzi Nezek. So therefore, even though in theory I, the Baal HaShor, am responsible for the entire Nezek, because the Nezek would have happened in any event, says Rava, the Baal HaShor, when it comes down, when it sort of is Mizgalga, when it rolls down to the actual implementation of the compensation, he has a right to turn to the Baal HaBor and say, you know what? I will not pay for the entire Nezek, you'll pay for half the Nezek. Oh, so if that be the case, in the Hishtalshus, in the Gilgal Advarim, the Baal HaShor only has to pay 50% of the Nezek, which translates into Reva Nezek. The Baal HaBor is going to have to pick up the tab on that other Reva Nezek. That's okay, because the Baal HaBor has already gotten something out of the Shutfis with the Shar, and that's the quarter of the Nezek. Now, in the Eboy Seima, the Gemara is offering a whole nother understanding of Nosson, according to which each one, the Baal HaBor and the Baal HaShor, are only Chayiv really for Chatzi Nezek. Udugo Kashaloch, and now we have to ask Baal HaBor Mishalim Palga, U Baal HaBor Mishalim Revia. The question that you want to ask is that now logically it should be that if the Baal HaBor is only a contributor of 50% of the damage, how is it possible that he should pay more than 50% of the damage? He only should pay half the damage, and therefore let the Baal HaShor pay a revia, meaning half of his half, and let the Nizak lose 25%. Why should the Baal HaBor be paying 3/4? The answer is Mishum di Omrale Baal HaShor le Baal HaBor. In this case, the owner of the shor has a right to turn to the Baal HaBor with the following argument. Ana torai bibiroch ashkechisei. I found your shor. This is what the Baal HaNirdaf is saying. The Baal HaNirdaf, meaning the victim who is damaged here, says, look, I found my shor on the bottom of your bar laying dead, and therefore I have a claim against you. At Kitalte, you are responsible for the death of my shor. I found my Nebuch, my shor, dead on the bottom of your bar. And if not for your bar, my shor wouldn't have died. That's what I see clearly in the Metzias Bashetach. And therefore, the din becomes that you, the Baal HaBor, should pay the entire hefset. And again, even though Hai Palga Hezekov and Vai Palga Hezekov, at the end of the day, the Hezek was a result of two Shutfim, two equal partners. But nevertheless, I found my Shor in the bottom of your bar dead. And your bar is responsible for the death of my Shor, and therefore you have to pay the entire damage. Now, if you want to counter-argue, you, the Baal HaBor, want to say in defense, my isli lishtalume mehaich mishtalmimna, my deles lishtalume haich mishtalmimach. And basically, this is the Yisodas of Rabbi Nosson Shita, in which there is a principle that what I can collect from a shutuf, I'll collect from a shutuf. Meaning, the maximum I can collect from the Baal HaShor is a quarter. Now, I need, that's what the Nizak is arguing, I need to collect another 3/4 to cover my losses from the dead shor. Is I'm going to collect from you, Mr. Bar. And I don't have a possibility of collecting from the Baal HaShor more than 25%. I'm going to collect from you. And this is the Yisodas of Rabbi Nosson. Masha b'fsharusi ligvos me'ashutuf eshtali mecha. Masha ein b'fshar, excuse me, that which I cannot collect from your shutuf, says the Nizik to the Mazik, I'm going to collect from you. Shekevon shim lo'ayabar zeh ha'hezek. So now we have a new kind of perspective here, because on the one hand we're saying that in theory each one should pay palga. And that's the way it was, l'chatchil, each one should pay palga. But there's a new argument here against the Baal HaBor, on the part, of course, the Shor HaNirdaf, the Shor HaNizak, and that is, you know what, if not for the fact that your bar was here, Well, let me put it even better than that. I found my shard dead in the bottom of your bar. And that's enough to generate a chiyuv such that whatever you can pawn off onto the Baal HaShar, I'm going to collect from you. Now, Tosus here on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, the Ramaskel Hakir Abonon, gives a slightly different explanation here of what's going on in the Lishna Basra of Rabbi Nosson. And Tosus is saying that since the Baal HaShar, the Rodef, was only effective here because of the bar, and if not for the bar, that Nezek, as it occurred, would not have occurred. It's considered as if the bar was responsible for creating the entire Hezek. And frankly, I don't understand this Tosfos. I would prefer to explain our sugi the way the Tosfos Shantz explains, which is quoted here in the Shidim Gubetz, because according to Tosfos, it's not clear to me what's the difference between the Ibai Sema, the second Lishna, and Rava that came before him. Rava says, Haiku Ezeka Ovid, meaning that the Baal HaBar is chayiv in the entire Hezek. Tosfos is going to have to say the difference is that whereas Rava says that even the Baal HaShar is responsible for the entire Hezek, that we don't find in the Ibai Sema and the Lishna Basra. But perhaps the approach of the Tosfos Shantz is a little bit better here, and Tosfos Shantz is talking about two dinim. There's one din in terms of the Gram Hezek. As far as the Gram Hezek is concerned, the Ibai Sema holds that the Maisa Hezek, the Maisa Mazik, the Gram Hezek is only 50% in terms of the bar, and the same, of course, for the Shar. But then there's another halacha in Tfias Nezikin. Even if the Hezek was 50%, but if I have a right to say that I found my Shar in the bottom of your bar, I have a right to, in Dine Gvia, in Dine Chiyuv Befal L'Shalim Tashlumi Hezek, there's halacha that, if not for your bar, this Hezek wouldn't have happened. That I have a right to say that. Again, would the Hezek have happened or not, that's not our business. But the Hezek, as it occurred, Befal, was a result of your bar. And that gives the Baal HaShar HaNerag rights to counter against and argue against the Baal HaBar that, you know what? I have a right to collect the full damages from you. Amar Rava. Rava says he niach even al pi habar. Here's another case where we're going to find the machlok shem rabban and rab nosan. The person places an even on the outside of a bar. Ubar shor v'niskal bar. The shor trips over the stone. V'dofel b'bar and it dies in the bottom of the bar. Banu the machlokes rabbi nosan v'rabbanu. This too is going to be relevant to and dependent upon the machlok shrin of Nosson and Rabbonon. According to the Rabbonon, we go Vasar Tchilas Maisa Nezek, and therefore the Baal Evan would pay the entire Nezek because he caused the Nefila. If not for the Evan, the Shor wouldn't have fallen into the bar. But Rabbi Nosson says, no, let's look at the Gemara Maisa, look at the entire situation from beginning to end, soup to nuts, the greater picture. And as a result of both of them, whether it's the main whether it's the Baal HaBar who didn't watch his bar, that's why the Hezek happened. And therefore, assuming that everything's Mu'ad over here, right? Let's say the Evan is called a Mu'ad and the Baal HaBar is called a Mu'ad. And therefore, they should both be collecting 50-50 Pshita. So Gemara says, what did Rav add that we didn't know already from Rab Nosson and Rabbanan the original? Ma'u de Teva would have thought, Hasam hu di Amar. Only in that case is there an argument to say, a logical argument to say that Baal HaBar leBaal HaShar ilav bira didi torcha didach hava katale aval hocha motzi omer le Baal Evan leBaal HaBar ilav bira didach avna didi may avi avda. In the case of a shar that pushes a shar into a bar, it's a very logical argument that the Baal HaBar could say to the Baal HaShar, you know what? If not for the fact, well, let's say the Baal HaBar, when he argues against the Baal HaShar, he says, if not for my bar, your Shar would have killed the victim, the Nirdaf, in any event, and therefore, forget about my bar. But here, it's impossible for the Baal Evan to turn to the Baal HaBar and say in all honesty that if not for Bira Didach, if not for your bar, then Avna didi my avi. The Evan, my stone is innocuous, and it wouldn't have had a cause. It wouldn't have caused in and of itself independently a hezek. That's not a logical argument because I avi mitkal bo avi nofal v'koy. Kamashmon di omer yilav Evan lo avi nofal abira. You want to argue, Mr. Bala Evan to Mr. Bala Bar, that if not for the Bira, if not for the Bar, this Hezek wouldn't have happened. And what that means is that the Evan doesn't have the power to be Mazik. And why? Because, let's say it would have tripped over the Evan. Fine. It would have fallen and gotten up from, you know, like a person who falls. He gets up. The Shor would have gotten up on all fours. Hey, no fail to come. There wouldn't have been a Nesek. It's only because of your Bar that there is a Hezek. And if that be the case, maybe the Baal HaEvan in this case should be completely Patur. Kamash Malon, that's what Rav wants to teach us. No. The Omer Lay, the Baal HaBar is right to say to the Baal HaEvan, Lav Evan, if not for the stone that the animal tripped on, Lo Avi Nofel Abir, it wouldn't have fallen into the Bar. Itmar. And here we're turning to Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Shor. Vishar Psuli HaMikdash, and there are two Shvarim, and they participate in a Hezek. They both attack a victim and cause damage simultaneously. One is the Shar Shalchulin, and the other is the Shar Psuli HaMikdash. And we know that with regard to a Shar that was Hugdash, Le Karbon, somebody was Magdash as a Karbon, now there's a Mum, a blemish, and therefore you cannot bring this carbon on the Mizbeach, it's possible. However, before Pidyon, it still belongs to Hegdesh. And with regard to Nezikin, we have a pasuk that we discussed many times back on Davav and elsewhere. Re'eu, it says, Ki igov shor ish shor re'eu v'meis, re'eu v'lo shel Hegdesh. Again, after Pidyon of Psula Mikdash, that's a different story. The animal goes l'chulin, and there are Dine Nezikin, with the exception of Bars, we'll soon see, and we've seen it in the past. So now, what's the din in this case? Nogchu is Abai Omer Mishalim Chatzi Nezek, Veravina Omer Mishalim Revia Nezek. According to Abaye, since the Shor of Mukdashim is non-collectible, now we can collect from the Baal Shor Chulin. We collect from the Baal Shor Shel Chulin Chatzi Nezek, because he was a 50% participant in this damage. Now, I'm not sure if we're talking about a Tam. We'll see that in just one second. But assuming for the argument's sake, we're talking about a Shor Tam, is Abai says, let the Shor Tam be paying 50% of the Nezek. But again, that's only assuming that the Nezek really is collectible in its entirety from the Shor Shalchul. Ravino Amar Mishalim Revia Nezek. If we're talking about a Shor Tam, then Ravina's argument is, well, the maximum tashlum that he should have to pay is Chatzi Nezek, now that it had a partner, namely the Shor Psula Mikdashim, from which there's no collection of damages, let the Shor Shalchulin pay Revia Nezek, and that's the maximum, half of half. And the Gemara explains, Hava of a Tam. Now, it's both Abai and Ravina talking about a Shor Tam, Shalchulin. That's the way we understood it intuitively. Ha kirabonan, ha kirabinasan. Ravina represents or reflects the shita of the Rabbanan that you only collect revia nezek, meaning you cannot roll off the chiyuv to your partner of a hezek of your own chelik, meaning the shor psuli hamikdashim cannot push its 50% onto the shoulders of the shor shel chulin. And therefore, since the Shor Shel Chulin is considered as a shutaf that can only pay maximum Chatzi Nezek, now as a Shor Tam it pays Chatzi Nezek, which is Revia Nezek. But Abai is of the opinion, like Reb Nosson, that you can roll off to the shutaf, the Hezek of that shutaf that doesn't pay at all. And therefore, basically, this Hezek is collectible in its entirety from both the Shar Shalchun, the Shar Shapsula Mikdashim, if the Shar Shapsula Mikdashim is out of the picture, then collect the entire Nezik from the Shar Shalchun. In this case, it's a Shar Tam, and it pays Chatzi Nezik. Ibai, same, now the Gemara wants to reinterpret the Machlok Shin Abai Verova Hava Hakir Abanon. Even Abai reflects and accepts the Sheet of the Chachamim. But now we have to ask, so why does Ravina say that you pay a Reva Nezek, and why does Abai say that you pay Chatzi Nezek? Ha, the case of Ravina is Bitam. And since we're talking about a Tam, and we're going according to the Rabbanon, the Tam pays only his Shutvus, his 50% of the Nezek, which is maximum 50%, and Chatzi Nezek of a Tam is 25%. But Abai is talking about a Shar Muad. And therefore, without the Shutvus, he would have paid the full 50%. Now that he has a Shutuf, he pays 50%. Ika Diamri, another way of explaining this machlokas is Abaye Omar Chatzi Nezek, Veravina Omar Kula Nezek. Let's explain. Vahava Habi Muad, Abaye and Ravina talking about a Shar Muad. Ha, meaning Abaye, Kirabonon. Abaye holds like the Rabbanon, and therefore in the case of a Shar Muad, he should be paying 50%. Veha Kirabi Nason. Rabbi Nason is of the opinion that if there's no possibility of collecting from one Shutof, then we megalgal the collection onto the shoulders of the other Shutof. Now in this case, we cannot collect from the Shar Psuya Mikdashim, because the Shar Shel Hegdish Anagach is Potter, so you pay from the Baal Ashar, the Shar of Chulin, and that's collectible for the entire Nezek. Didn't emphasize enough that this Ika Diamri, we missed this point in emphasizing it. Abai is saying that the Baal Ashar Shel Chulin pays Chatzi Nezek, Ravina says you pay Kulei Nezek. And Ravina is reflecting the Shita Rabbi Nosson, that if you can't collect from this one, you collect from that one, each one is chayv the whole thing. You can't collect a single dime from the Shar Psula Mikdash, and therefore the entire chiyuv of Nezek Shalim in the case of Muad is collectible from the Shar Shel Chulin. Abaye, on the other hand, says Chatzi Nezek, because according to Abaye, in the case of a Shar Muad, holding like the Rabbanon, each one should be paying Chatzi Nezek. And you cannot be megalgal, according to the Rabbanon, the chiyuv of the one who is non-collectible, is part of, onto the chiyuv of the one who's collectible, if you pay maximum Chatzi Nezek. Ibois aim another interpretation of Ravina and Abaye, hava ha, ki Rabbi Nosson. This is the last logical possibility. Everyone agrees to Rabbi Nosson. And if you can't collect from the Shar Psuli HaMikdash, if you collect that chelek from the Shar Shel Chulin, but ha b'muad v'ha b'tam. Ravina is talking about a case of a Shar Muad, and therefore you pay Nezek Shalem. Whereas Abai is talking about a Shar Tam, and therefore you pay Chatzi Nezek. Now we have a case of Adam, Shar, and Bar. There are three players on stage. They're all Shutfim in the Nezek. Amar Rava, Shar, the Adam, Shedachfu, Lebar. So the joint force of a Shar and an Adam pushed a Shar or whatever have you into a Bar. And now the Gemara is going to go enumerate through the various particular dinim, which collections, which monies are collectible from whom. And the Gemara says the following. This is sort of like a review of everything we know until this point. Le'inyan nizakin, as far as nizakin are concerned, in other words, nezek, the answer is chayavim. They're all equally partners in the nezek. And if we'll split it three ways. The Shar will pay one-third, the Adam will pay one-third, the Bar will pay one-third. But le'inyan arba dvarim, for example, let's say the victim was a human being, and he suffered tsar, ripui, sheves, and boshes, then only Adam is chayav, b'toras chovel, for those additional four chiyuvim. Udmei velados, let's say that when the Shar and the Adam hurt and injured someone. It happened to be a pregnant woman, and she lost her fetus. Is then the Adam Chayev. Adam is Chayev in what's called Dmei Volados, and the entire collection of Dmei Volados is now incumbent upon the Adam. The Shar and the Bar are potter because we never had a Chiyuv Dmei Volados on Shar or Bar. And that, in fact, is derived from Psukim. Number one, Shar is potter from Dal Dvarim. The Gemara derives it on Daf Chav Vav from the Pasuk V'ish Ki Yitein Mum Ba Miso. Ish Ba Miso V'lo Shar Ba Miso. And Dmei Volados, there's also a p'tur, that's on Daf Mem Beis. The Pasuk is V'chi Yinotzu Anoshim V'nogfu Yishahara V'yotzi Yoledeha. And it says, Ki Yinotzu Anoshim Anoshim V'lo Shvarim. As far as Bar is concerned, we don't have an explicit drasha anywhere in Shas, and the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Tam come up with the solution that as far as Bar is concerned, the Ptur of Dmei Volados is also derived from the same Pasuk, Chinotsu Anoshim, Anoshim Velo Bar. As far as Dal Dvarim is concerned, Ish Ba Mito, Velo Bar Ba Mito. And therefore, the Chiyuv Domim here for Dmei Volados is collectible from the Adam and only from the Adam. Now, Le'inyan Kofer, the owner of the Shar, if the Shar killed a person, is Chayiv Kofer. So that's going to fall on the Baal HaShar. Ushloshim Shal Eved, and that's in the Parsha of a Shar that kills an Eved. The owner of the Shar has to pay the Adon Shloshim Shkolim, that's a separate knas for killing, a Shar kills an Eved, is Shar Chayev, but Adam Ubar Pturim. In other words, the Dinim of both Kofer and Shloshim Shal Eved, all written in Shmos Chaf Aleph, those Chiyuvim of Shloshim and Kofer only apply to the Shar, meaning the owner of the Shar. However, as far as Adam and Bar is concerned, they're Potter. Now, if you ask why Adam is Potter from Kofer, the simple way of going is, the Gemara in Daf Chaf Vav says, Im Kofer Yushas Olav, Olav Elo Al Adam. Rashi has a different interpretation, more complex, based on the Din of Kimle B'Rabmine. Now, as far as Bar being Potter from Kofer, well, we know that Bar is Potter from Adam, because the Pasuk V'Nafal Shama Shar, and we dash in Shar V'Lo Adam, Bar is not Chayfa Mises Adam. As far as Shloshim Shal Eved is concerned, Adam Ubar Pturim, the Gemara doesn't mention any drasha, and the Achronim are going to try to learn this from a Kal V'Chomer if he's Potter from Kofer. In the case of Ben Chorin, certainly he should be Potter from Shloshim Shal Eved. And then finally, Linyan Kalim, Shar Psule Amukdashim, Adam Vishar Chayavim Ubar Pturim. If the person, a human being, and the Shar pushed Kalim into a bar and the Kalim destroyed, then in such a case, the Adam Vishara Potter and the bar picks up the tab. No, I'm sorry, just the opposite around. The Adam Vishara Chayovim, Adam Amazik and Shar Amazik are both Chayovim for Kalim, but there's a special Ptur of Bar. And then we have the case of Shar Psula Mikdashim. Here, we're talking about a case of Pidyon. In other words, after the blemish, the mum, fell onto the animal of Hegdesh, of Mizbeach, they were poda the animal. And here, we have a special p'tur of Bar, even though, again, Sharp Sula Mekdoshim, after Pidyon, as the general rule is called, Bar Miso is included in the parish of Nezikin. But the one exception is Bar. That if a sharp suya mikdashim lacher pigeon falls into a bar, the Baal Bar doesn't have to pay my timer. My craw, this is based on a pasuk, we've seen this in the past. It says in the parasha of Baal Bar Yishalim Kesev Yoshev Labal Vames Yelo. And again, there are two ways of interpreting Vames Yelo, what it's trying to teach us. Now the Gemara is assuming one particular method. We'll see the other derivation shortly. Yotza, we exclude Sharp Sula Mikdashim. Why? She'ein ha-mes shalo. The halacha is, this is sugim b'choros tesvav, with regard to sharp suya mikdashim after pidjo, based on the parasha in Dvarim Yud Beis, tizbach v'achalta basar, and this is what we call the residue of hegdesh, even after pidjin in the case of psuya mikdashim, and that residue engenders three different isurim, because the pasuk says tizbach v'lola giza, meaning after the pidgin you cannot shear the wool off the animal's back and use the shearing. And then it says basar, to the exclusion of chalav. So you cannot milk the cow after it became posel mizbeach and enjoy the milk. And then it says v'achalta, meaning you could eat the shor or the sheep or the cow, whatever it is that was psula mikdash like a pigeon, you could eat that after shechita, but that's only as far as the basar is concerned. But that's only because of shechita, right? It says tizbach v'achalta. But if the animal drops dead, and therefore the nevela, again, it's also bachil, that's fine. But nevela is like gerasha b'shurecha. Oh, nasatita in lekelev. The nevela cannot be fed to a kelev, even though, again, in the parsha of nevela, the Torah is explicitly fed to a kelev, but not in the case of nevela of sharp sula mikdashim liachar hegdesh, because it's still a vestige of hegdesh, which generates an isra anov from the nevela. And therefore, since in the parsha of the nezek of a bar, we're talking about an animal, famesia lo, which means that the mess, the carcass of the animal that died in the bottom of the bar, is mutabano. This comes to exclude the case of sharp sulam mikdash and lachar pigeon, where there is no chiv bar. And this seems to be the appropriate explanation for the ptur here of bar potur in the case of sharp sulam mikdash. But the Gemara now has a problem. L'meimer de pshita leila rava. Is it really straightforward that this pasuk v'amesia lo is coming to exclude a chiyuv mazik of bar in the case of sharp sula mikdash lachar hegdesh? V'mi boy boy leila rava. Rav really left that as an open-ended question. De boy rava sharp sula mikdash shenofel bar mahu. How do we interpret this pasuk v'amesia lo? Is it in fact excluding tashlume nizke bar in the case of sharp sula mikdashim? Haiv v'amesia lo b'misha meshlo yotzeh zeshein ha-meshlo, and therefore sharp sula mikdashim is potur in bar. Oh, Dilla, maybe I have an alternative explanation and drush v'amesia lo to teach us bailim metaplim b'nevelo deyasa, which means that we derive from this pasuk that the bala bar pays the discrepancy between the value of the live shar and the carcass, and let the owner of the shar nizak, the shar shemesbib bar, let him take the nevela and sell it on the market to defray his damages, to do damage control. And therefore, the pasuk b'meis yelo is necessary to teach me that the mazik doesn't have to pay the full value of the shar. Let's say a live shar was 500, the dead shar is worth 100, but rather the owner of the bar pays 400. So that if Rava, on this side of his suffik, will use up the pasuk of Amesiyalo for the drasha of Bailam Metapla bin Avail, he doesn't have that pasuk free for a drasha to patter up the bala bar for sharp sulim mekdoshim liachar sheh Podom. His Gemara answers, Basar debaya hoder pashte, that indeed Rava at one point in his life had this suffix, but at the end of his life, or some point subsequent to that suffix, he decided that, you know what, I'm going to use Vamesia Lo to derive the Ptur of Sharp Suliyam Mikdashim. In fact, the Gemara, if that be the case, I'll bailam etaplan veilam nolan. Where will Rava have a drasha? From whence will he derive the conclusion that the nizak has the headache of hauling up the shar, the dead shar, the nevela, from the bottom of the bar and selling it? Nafka le min v'amesia lo de shar. The Torah, in fact, says v'amesia lo not once, but twice. Once in the parasha of bar, and once in the parasha of shar. In the parasha of shar, it says shalim yishalim shar tachashar v'amesia lo. Yeah, but now here's the question. My chazis, how do you know that v'amesia lo dishar mafkis leila bailam etaplam b'nevela? You're going to tell me now that you have two Vamesia Los, one in the Parsha of Shor, one in the Parsha of Bar. You can use the one in the Parsha of Shor to impose the responsibility of the Nevela onto the shoulders of the Nizak. You're going to use Vamesia Lo in Bar, Mafkisle, Lemisha Mesha Lo, to the exclusion of Sharp Sula Mikdashim that fell into a bar. Epochano, why not switch it the other way around? And why not come to the conclusion that a shar that was nogech a shar psuya mikdashim after pigeon is patur, and if such a shar falls into a bar, the baal bar is chayev. And Gemara answers mistabra patur gabi bar holu patur basakelim. The mazik of the bar is kal. We find a kula, and there the Torah says that you don't have to pay for the destruction of kelim. Right, shor v'lo adam chamor v'lo kelim, and a shor is chayef for kelim as well. So if you find a p'tur here, then let's use it for bar. Affecting more adarab, we have a kula in shor that we don't find in bar. P'tur gabi shor shekein potabo chatzin nezik. In the case of shor tam, you only pay chatzin nezik. In bar, you pay full nezik. And the Gemara answers, Kule nezek mias lo ashkechan. We don't find the p'tur of nezek, of the entire nezek in shor like we do in bar. There's no case, no situation in which a shor is potter in gansen completely. Even in the case of shor tam, pays 50 nezek al kol panim. And in the case of kelim, it pays full nezek. In bar, we have a situation where it pays absolutely nothing, and therefore it's logical to assume Vamesia Lo, which is coming to generate a p'tur, would apply to bar. And that's the case of Sharp Sulim Mikdashim. The Mishnah establishes Nafal Lisocho Shar Vikelov Vinishtabru is Chayv Al Behema Upoter Ala Kalim. So the Gemara now wants to clarify, what's this case? Are you Chayv on Nizke Kalim in a bar? Well, that really is Machlokas Tanoim. Masnis, and our Mishnah reflects the Shita of the Chachamim de Lo Kit Rabbi Yehuda, but not the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanya, the Braisa, records the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita was omitted from our Mishnah, but in the Braisa it says Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev al Nizke Kalim Bebar. What's the source of this Machlokas, whether Bar is Chayev on Kalim or not? My time at the Rabbanon, the Omakron, we've said this a zillion times. In the parsha of Nizke Bar, it says Ki yiftach ish bar o ki yichri ish bar v'lo yichasen v'nafal shama shar o chamar shar v'lo adam chamar v'lo kelim. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the pasuk chamar? V'Rabbi Yehuda, he says o. The pasuk says shar o chamar, or the word o is always superfluous. It could have said v'nafal shama shar v'chamar, and the vav would have implied o. O is always a ribui. And this we learned in Kiddushin. Also, the O is a ribui. L'rabo, says Rabbi Yehuda, es ha-kelim. You would have thought that maybe in the case of kelim, you're potur, in the case of bar. And therefore, the pasuk of shor, of chamor, is coming to exclude kelim. No, the pasuk O is coming, l'rabo's kelim and yichayev for kelim. The Gemara is going to now ask, well, we're not up to it yet, but later on the Gemara is going to ask Adaf Nadalid, what do we do with the Pasuk Chamar, which is a miut, according to Rabbi Yehuda? They're certainly not excluding Kalim, because O to include Kalim. Rabbanon, what do they do with the word O? And here we take a look on Nadalid Omen Aleph. O mi boile lechalek. The O here is a natural word. In other words, what fell into the bar in Yechayah for? It was either shor or chamor. Then the balabar is chayef. But it's either or. You don't need both. And that's called lechalek. In other words, it was a havmin to say that the balabar is only chayef if both a shor and a chamor together fell in. The O comes to be mechalek. Again, exactly what the havmin would have been, that you're only chayef for bar if both a shor and a chamor fell in. I don't know. That's exeris akosiv. We'd have to study that. Ooh, Rabbi Yehuda, ooh, li Rabbi Yehuda, I would say. In the Chalek, how do we know the Chiluk? After all, he used the O here to include Kalim. Is the answer is, mi v'nafal nafka. It says v'nafal, which is Lashon Yachid, which means either the Shar fell in or the Chamar fell in. Not that they both fell in. Ulerabanan, why do we need the O, since we have the word v'nafal in Yochid, v'nafal tuva mashma. According to the Chachamim, the nafal could mean both the shor and the chamor. And even if both the shor and the chamor fell together, it would still be appropriate to say v'nafal. It's a long list of psukim in Tanakh, where the Torah used the word v'asa, for example, a verb in the singular, a grammatical singular, even though it's referring to more than one person. Like, for example, in Shmos Lamed Vav, it says v'asa b'tzal v'eliyav. Or, for example, you'll find something similar in Dvarim Yud Gimel, uba ha'os v'hamofes, even though the word uba is in the singular. In Shmuel, it says v'yomer David el shol, roa ha'yav d'chol avich b'tzon, ba'ari, v'es hadov, and it says v'nasa, even though v'nasa is in singular. And the Balvim has a long discussion about this in his Pirush al Torah Vayikra Dalit. And there he tries to explain the Shitz Chachamim, that when a verb is written in Yochid, in the singular, it means every one of the individual active agents. And that's why, according to the Rabbanon, I would interpret V'nafal as referring to both the Shor and the Chamor, and therefore I need the O lechalek. Okay, Rabosu, we'll stop here. And again, it's clear from the Chachamim that when the Torah enumerates both Shor and Chamor, we have two mi'utim here, to be memayit Adam v'kelim. But as far as other Balei Chaim are concerned, there would be a chiyuv of the Baal Habor. So it's only to exclude Adam and no other Baal Chai. And that will pick up Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.